A good memoir can take you right into the life of a subject. You get some of the granular details a fictional version might not uncover. And like life itself, it ain't always pretty. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews two memoirs full of thoughtful, fascinating, revealing, and sometimes just dreadful recollections. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. About 2 years ago, my sister Nancy brought me a copy of a book she had read and loved, a memoir called Flowers and Locusts, My Childhood in Ethiopia by Martha Reed Paradis. Its cover featured a sepia-toned portrait of a little girl with cropped blonde hair, her dark eyes gazing directly at the camera. Somehow, I evaded her invitation for more than a year as I plowed through back-to-back book review assignments. Eventually, the book wound up in one of the bags of discards I regularly schlep over to Normal's bookstore in Waverly, which I only realized when Nancy asked me one day if I'd ever read the book. Not yet, I said. I called Rupert Wondolowski at Normal's as soon as we hung up and amazingly was able to retrieve the book the next day. Finally, I cracked it open. From the very first sentence, I was captivated. The Ethiopia I remember is one filled with the scent of eucalyptus trees, acres and acres of yellow mescal daisies sprung up after the heavy rains, and the laughter of hyenas at night as they roamed our neighborhood. Paradis' father was an advisor to Emperor Haile Selassie through the late 50s and 60s, and tomboy Martha and her brother John had a mostly magical childhood among the natural beauties of Ethiopia and its people, though one of her earliest memories involved tearing through the streets of Addis Ababa to seek refuge during a failed coup d'etat. She became so integrated into the life of her adopted country that she was shocked to learn that even though she was one of the fastest runners at a big track competition, she would not be allowed to represent her school because she was not Ethiopian. You will be right there with her through this and many other vivid scenes, ultimately weeping as the family waves goodbye to their beloved household staff at the airport when they're forced to leave in advance of the revolution that put the genocidal dictator Mengistu in power. Flowers and Locusts was published in 2018 and has not received much attention or critical notice, but I would argue it's every bit as good as famous childhood memoirs like Don't Let's Go to the Dog Tonight or The Liar's Club. Another memoir I've recently gone gaga over is Not My Type, One Woman Versus the President, by the brilliant E. Jean Carroll, longtime advice columnist for Elle magazine, who was raped by Donald Trump in a dressing room at Bergdorf Goodman in the mid-1990s and sued him for both assault and defamation of character in 2022. You probably heard about this case, which resulted in a guilty verdict and an award of $88.3 million in damages to Carroll, who reveals that she was never again able to be intimate with a man after this traumatic experience. In her sparkling and hilarious writing style, she gives the blow-by-blow on the trial, with killer descriptions of everyone from Trump's lawyer, Alina Haba Esquire, she of the stiletto heels and stupendous cheekbones, to Judge Lewis Kaplan, whose eyebrows become a character in their own right. Do yourself a favor and get this book in audio right now. Listening to her tell her tale of triumph is a rare relief from the misery of our current situation.
The books are Flowers and Locusts by Martha Reed Paradis and Not My Type by E. Jean Carroll. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WYPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.